This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes. So we got a new president, huh? How are you feeling today? Gee, I think everybody was just so relieved. Everybody except Musi Maimane and Julius Malema. They've lost their trump card. They really have. I mean, like, who thinks about them now as much as they used to? Like,
well, just the EFF yesterday just showed what delinquents they actually are. Yeah. We're not going to be part of this. We're going to walk out. Like, grow up. You guys have got absolute nothing. You've actually got nothing.
And then Musi Maimane stands up there and says, I'll see you in 2019. Oh, like, he's even got a chance.
That guy thinks he's on top billing every week. Also, just like... I mean, I was never a massive fan of politicians, and you know I'm not, but Cyril's kind of shown he's the only guy now.
So you're witnessing a diminution of the opposition. How are you, Mabs?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, wow. What a week, huh?
Yeah.
When we started this week, could you have guessed we would have got to this point in just 5 short days?
Quick.
Yeah.
So I was on the road yesterday when everything largely happened in Parliament. Mm-hmm. But I got a call most randomly from Alan Ford.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. And you just go off the line now.
You know when Alan Ford calls you, you kind of just prepare yourself.
Well, I mean, he talks for about 24 hours.
Basically.
Yeah.
And he says, see ya. I just have to pull myself together. And I'm like, Alan, what's going on? He goes, I am a mess right now. I'm in tears. I'm crying. This is all too much for me. I'm like, Alan, what is it? He goes, did you just see what happened in Parliament when Musi walked over and hugged Cyril? I mean, this is as big as Mandela being released from prison.
He's on recreational drugs, that Alan Ford. You must be.
I saw journalists who are, you know, like, calm down, everybody. You know, everybody's looking for a savior and a father figure here. What is up in this country? Are we so damaged psychologically? Do we have such daddy issues that... any time a politician behaves just remotely like they give a shit about us, we fall in love with them.
Yes. But you know, the bar has been set so low.
Yeah.
No, but aside from that, we really need to stop this hero-worshipping bullshit.
Thank you.
You set yourself up for failure each time because there's to be a day that comes where Cyril disappoints you.
Didn't we learn this? Didn't we learn this with Oscar? We learn with Oscar, the hero worshipping has to stop. We're not all tourbies deep down. This has got to stop right now.
Yeah. Look, I understand that, you know, people have got like a Zuma resignation hangover. But, you know, over the next few days, we need to all come back to our senses. Mm-hmm. We need to drink a lot of water and eat food to line our stomachs again. And then we just need to go back to being realistic. You must not put all your faith in any politician.
In any person. I mean, I know this sounds cynical. And
yeah, you're right, though. Actors, actresses, sports stars, same thing.
I mean, I meet people every day who say things like, oh, you know, if Kim Kardashian says something, then that's what I do in my life.
Beyonce, new friends, Gareth.
Beyonce is my guiding light. You know, these people don't know you. They don't care about you. No, none of them. And because you had an unhappy childhood, these are not going to plug those holes. I'm sorry. You need to go for therapy. This is the honest to God truth. No one's going to tell you except me. And Cyril is not going to solve all our problems. We know that, right?
Well, it's impossible.
But the last thing you want to do is, I saw journalists. These people are paid to give us the information. I mean, yesterday we spoke to two great journalists, Karen Morn, and we spoke to Ranjini Moonsamy. And they both were very realistic about what's going on. Karen was in Bloemfontein because one of the Guptas has been charged. He's at large. Have you heard about this?
He's on the run.
AJ.
AJ Gupta is a fugitive from justice.
He's all running around those jocks of his.
Okay, so he was the same guy who ran out in his underwear.
Oh, but have you seen how Nando's have just also like been taking...
ran with it.
Having fun with the whole thing after that ad of theirs.
And you know, for a while we lost our sense of humor as a country because everything was so charged and we had... politicians who are stoking the fires of making us turn against each other, because that's the way they win, right? They win by making the rest of us feel like we have to trust them because we're alone. And I see these journalists on Twitter yesterday going gaga and gooey and like, I'm about to brush a tear off my cheek. And like Alan when he phoned Sia, oh, this is the greatest moment. Sia and Musi hugged. Like, please, do I really give a damn if Musi Maimane and Cyril Ramaphosa give each other a little respect, just because we've seen so little respect in the last 9 years, is that the... That's all we have to do? Like CS says, the standard is so low that if you just go over and show a bit of respect... Yo! But I do notice, like, all the opposition parties except the DA just said what they meant to say to in a situation like this. And I'm not looking for opposition right now. I'm not looking for someone who's going to be the check and balance. I heard all of them, from Reverend Kenneth Meshwe to Bantu Olomisa to... You know, they went up there and they said, hey, listen, congrats. This is your chance to fix the rotten party that you're in charge of. Get on with it. We'll support you if you're doing the right stuff.
Yeah, like there's a great saying in Pulp Fiction, let's not suck each other's cocks just yet. Basically, wow. Nothing's happened. Because there are guys turning over from the Zuma side to the Ramaphosa side. Unless Melusi Gigaba and Faith Mutambi and all those other pieces of useless entertainment, unless they get turfed out straight away. If Cyril has like a special press conference, he goes, right, this guy, list of charges of ineptness, you're gone. You're out. You're fired. You're fired. There's a full Donald with a whole bunch of people. Yeah, sure. Then we can say, okay, cool.
Yeah, there's something going on.
But right now, no. Because he offers a few platitudes and that kind of stuff, I mean, come on.
Hey, I got a list. I thought you might want to see this. I don't know whether it's a real list or not, but these are new members to be sworn in.
Oh.
And firstly, can we cut this down, this whole deputy thing? I mean, I want to see big changes here. I want to see actual logic and smart behavior.
Right.
So, I want so much. I really am going so demanding.
So the chief whip has got to swear in these people, with obviously a judge and whatever else. Zweli Mkhize, who's going to obviously be joining cabinet now.
Okay.
Ronald Lamola, Zizi Kodwa, Renani Siwea, David Masondo, Senzo Mtunu, Vukani Mdabe, and Zingiswa Losi. Those are potentially new cabinet ministers. And these are, and again, I don't know how right this list is, or if it's complete, but here are deployees to be recalled. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Malusi Gigaba, Sifiso Buthelezi, Fikile Mbalula, Muspenzi Zwane, Nomvula Mokonyane, David Mahlobo.
See, this is honey good.
Des Van Rooyen, yeah. Bongani Bongo, Batabile Dlamini, Faith Mutambi.
Oh.
All right, cool. See, I'm happy already.
But I mean, I don't have any reason to believe that this is the gospel at this stage, so we'll have to keep an eye. But like I said, yesterday wasn't about this. This will all happen in the next week. And Cyril does have to move fast because people are impatient now. You know, the honeymoon ends very quickly. Plus, he's got a budget coming up soon where he's going to tell us all, oh, by the way, your taxes are going up.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we're going to go, you know what, Cyril, you're an asshole.
As soon as he's a bearer of bad news, ooh, I feel bad for him.
So let's be realistic. I just think, you know, yesterday was a big moment because it's a chance for people to start working together again. He said he's going to meet with the opposition regularly, something that hasn't been done since the Mandela era. And let's just cooperate. All we've seen in Parliament is aggression, thwarting, anger, violence, stuff that we shouldn't be seeing. And if this is the end of that era, then we should welcome it. And it's not a chance, as Cyril told Musi after the welcoming speech and everything else. He just said, listen, now is not the time for grandstanding, which I thought was a very good point. And EFF...
He lost Musi straight away then, because that's his game.
Yeah, and then the EFF just walking out and storming out, behaving like kids again, because they've run out of mojo. They got their biggest reason to exist, the whole reason they existed, was because of Jacob Zuma. The EFF only exist because Jacob Zuma turfed out Julius Malema. That's how the EFF started. So now they don't have a reason to be. Their support's going to drop. The DA's support's going to drop. And if Cyril manages to do the right thing, the ANC support will go up. So let's see what happens.
Music to Cyril's ears.
Oh, Cyril, listen. It's not. He went for a run on the promenade yesterday. I wonder what he's doing this morning. I hope he's getting straight to work. There's no time for running around now.
Well, they're doing Sona today.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's no time for running around now.
I mean, I wonder if the writing team even slept yesterday because, you know, like he's got to deliver that address. That's his maiden address. So again, like added pressure because it's your first one. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. So I've just got this message. I don't know what this means. Maybe, Mubs, you know the story about it. On a lighter note, South Africans discovered an unlikely new national hero in a jet pilot who refused the instruction of Atul Gupta to take the family plane skywards. And Forensics for Justice yesterday offered a 100,000 rand reward for any person who gives information that leads to the arrest of AJ Gupta within the next 48 hours.
Yep, that's what has been reported.
So what do we know about this Atul asking a guy to fly the family jet out and he said no?
Well, that's all we know.
Oh.
Yeah, he just turned around and said no.
He just refused. I mean, at this stage, I don't even think the pilot has been named.
Wow.
Well, did he go to the authorities with this and did he get the 100,000 rands?
No, the 100,000 rand announcement was made after the pilot story was broken.
This is great. This is like a new form of Pokemon Go. You can cruise around Joburg looking for Atul. Sorry, AJ.
Yeah, I mean, if you found him, you get 100 grand.
Look for anyone in silk pajamas. Well, look, I mean, that's all he made out.
But the thing is, he'll give you 200 grand. Just keep quiet as you see him. So you could possibly net 300 actually.
This business of yours, Ben,
because he's got a 100,000 in his jocks.
Yeah, I like that.
Does he just casually walk around with cash in his pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Money lying.
That's
around.
What AJ does.
You've got to be prepared for any eventuality. Now look, he's a fugitive.
And then,
what is he planning? Like, what does he think will happen?
I don't know. I mean, he tried to fly out. The pilot looked back and he was like, oh, it's you. No, not today.
I'm not flying, you asshole.
So then he needed to find a plan B. I don't know what he plans on doing.
Maybe he's caught a train.
That is amazing integrity by this guy.
Yeah. Because it's your job and you get paid for it. And you're like, nah, actually, I don't want your dirty money. I wish more of us in this country were able to just say no to dirty money. It would clear up a lot of trouble, you know. And we're obviously, everybody needs to earn, and I understand that. But if you're taking money from bad people, ultimately it's going to run out because those people are going to go to jail, and then the benefactor that you relied on is going to be turned off. The taps will shut, and then you will be left alone. Anyway, let's see what happens. If the State of the Nation address is comprehensive today, and if it covers all the areas of concern, I saw Avi said here, we need to tackle unemployment, crime, healthcare, education, etc. Not just fluff, raw detailed plans and action.
So apparently the pilot's name is Cornelius Becker.
Oh, you found him.
Yeah, we WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that's good to know.
No. Cornelius.
We're going to split the 100 grand. Cornelius and I.
That's a good move.
Just got to get through the show.
Then I saw Patricia DeLille, as if to make the DA's day worse yesterday. Mm. Patricia DeLille survived her vote of no confidence.
Did you see the woman singing? Like, she had these like part-time praise singers in this office.
It was
terrible. It was so embarrassing.
Really?
She was even embarrassed because she was like half acknowledging them, trying to half like dance with them. It was it was dreadful. It was like a scene from The Office. And she was like kind of Ricky Gervais.
Oh, that's fantastic. So there's a lot going on today. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about. A
lot going on this week.
Yeah. By the way, what's everyone doing for the weekend? It is Friday.
Oh, man.
Busy day today, Gareth.
Ben had a bicep injury.
Ooh.
Had a bicep injury?
How did it happen?
He got injured.
So tired of
in his bicep. So I mean, who gets injured in their bicep?
Well, look, I had a pretty thorough bicep exercise on Monday. I'm trying to get back into this. Mm-hmm. And then it was stiff, it was sore, but then I slept badly. Like, I mean, I don't have it easy. I'm sandwiched between my girlfriend and my cat, and I don't always get the best night's sleep. And somehow I woke up, it wasn't great, and then Klubi and Boyo, actually. She's the one to blame here.
Why? Oh. She's so tiny, though.
Yeah, but she's got, like, strength of a bear in those hands.
Jesus, she's strong.
So she came up to me yesterday. She goes, how are you doing, baby? And I was like, hi, hey, Klubi. My biceps are really sore. Because, like, when people ask me a question, I give them an honest answer. I don't go finding you like any other doers. So she takes her hands. She pulls out of the hug. And she digs her fingers into my biceps.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like she digs, and I came so close to headbutting her, like instinctively. Thankfully, I pulled out. And I just had this look of disbelief, and she's just laughing, just cackling at me. It was so painful.
Wait, so she reached out at your biceps and just squeezed them?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's maybe like she meant it in a way of endearment.
No, sir, there was nothing but malicious intent with this woman's actions yesterday.
So did she make it worse, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah, well, according to Ben, she caused the injury.
It was fine. I could straighten my arm. I can't even do that. I tried to pick up two plates yesterday.
What arms does he have, Gareth? Is it Biden arms?
No, it's John McCain.
John McCain.
His arms up, yeah.
No, that's a shoulder injury he's got, but I can't. I mean, this right now I'm in agony because my arm is straight. Mm. So now I was meant to play golf tomorrow morning. There goes that plan.
Oh.
Thanks, Kluby.
Oh.
Great, I'll just sit at home and not play golf.
Mm.
Awesome.
So you were planning to have a golf-filled weekend, and now you can't.
Yeah, well, I can't even grip a club, let alone swing it and fly a divot.
So you're going to go and see someone for this, or you're just going to let it pass?
I'm just so tired of being a feeble wreck of a physical human being.
Oh, excuse.
Well, you better get used to it.
I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just really pissed off.
But you really need to come to terms with getting used to it, because at this stage of your life, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, but I'm still in my 30s, though. I mean, I'm not at Gareth's stage just yet. Like, there's still life to live here.
Yes, but like...
Because
chronologically, your body is breaking down.
Guys, we're all dying.
Yes,
we're all slowly dying right now.
Yes.
In an hour's time, we'll be more dead than we are right now.
What
a perspective.
But I'd be like,
you're more dead.
Yeah.
Listen to this. While we were skiing, I saw a lot of really fit, older men and women doing this. And they were having the time of their lives. And that takes its toll on your knees if you're skiing, particularly if you're going faster.
Well, especially if you're a mogul skier.
Yeah, so I don't think that's true. I think you can be in really good shape. You can be fit for a lot longer than we've ever been able
to remain fit. Of course, guys. Mr. Gary plays 82 years old.
Sure, I was about to bring up your hero.
How amazing he is.
Well, that's it. You should focus on the Gary Player strategy, Ben.
I am.
You could be the best ever at 80.
Gary and I are actually going away next month. So I'm not going to be here for 3 days.
What are you doing with Gary?
Yeah.
Well, we go to Fan Court.
Oh.
That's what we do. Okay, look, we're not going. He's there, I'm there.
Sounds so good.
I love how you even had to be honest with yourself.
No, it's
there.
Fine. I mean,
in your fantasy.
In your head, you and Gary Player together are no different than Sia and Oprah together. Mm-hmm. Completely understand.
No, massive difference. I see Gary probably twice a year. See over here almost soiled himself when Oprah was within 10 kilometers of him. I physically see, talk, and sit down with Gary.
Because we are just deeply connected in our souls. That's why.
See, bullshit, reality. Here we go. Just like that.
Oh, man. You know, this waking up thing is getting harder because the sun's coming up later now. Have you noticed that? It's less light. Like 5 o'clock in the morning is dark now.
How's it getting dark so quickly?
Don't know. It shouldn't happen now. The 16th of February.
Stop this right now, guys. We're going to go through this every single year. See, winter comes. You not watch Game of Thrones. The same applies in weather. It will get darker.
We're still in the thick of summer, but anyway.
Hey, we had a meeting yesterday with the people from Netflix.
Oh.
We were talking to them about a couple of these shows that are coming on and what they're up to and all this kind of thing. There's so much to watch. I've got a backlog of stuff I have to get into. New series I haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
And that's always a big decision, because if you get into a new series and you love it, it's going to be a major time,
you're in.
It's a commitment.
Commitment, yeah.
Well, yesterday I turned Netflix on, Chris Rock special.
Oh yes.
It's like... Very, very funny.
So funny. We actually got to watch that. The entire reason they invited me to an event of theirs on Valentine's Day, and they were launching it internationally, the Chris Rock special. Now he's just gone through a divorce, and so he spoke so openly about that. Some moments I was just like, oh, Chris, are you sure about this? He says, like, he went through this porn addiction. He says, like, he was so stupid to cheat. He only cheated with 3 girls. And he says, fellas, I know what you're thinking. Like, yes, I cheated with 3 girls. Some guys who just work at the post office are out here cheating with 8. Damn, Chris Rock didn't take the most of the moment.
Okay.
And he details his entire divorce process in such a smart way. He says, you know, at one point, he walked into the courtroom with his wife and all these lawyers and his judges, and he says, damn, this is when I knew I made it, because everyone in that room was going after my money. Everyone is going to walk out richer except me.
Yes,
right.
It's just the truth. His wife got money, the judge got money, the lawyers got money except him.
Jeez, over December, I heard some horror stories about people who have got divorced and lost half of everything that they made.
Yeah. Mm.
You got to watch yourself.
One of my friends said, because he's also now going to go through a divorce, and he said to me, Mubs, don't ever get married. If you do get married, don't ever get divorced, because it is rough.
Right. Be very, very careful. The people want your money.
Yeah.
Or just make sure you're also the less rich in the couple.
Doesn't help, eh?
Really?
No.
It's
not a good idea. Because you still end up... No one benefits from the... Like, if you go in with your money and they go in with their money, you should walk out with your money and they should walk out with their money. That's how it should be.
Yeah, then
Sign one of those marriages not in community of property. Get into that now. If you've already got married and in that moment you're like, I love you and I love you, and you walk into the chapel and you get married and everything's great, and you walk out again and you think, oh well, let's just be in community of property because we love each other. You're an idiot. It's the same thing that makes people idiots for believing politicians will solve their problems. It's exactly the same impulse. You look at another person, you go, you complete me. But because
Jerry Maguire taught us that. That's
because
why.
You've got a piece missing, or because you've got something broken, and you see someone else who temporarily puts a plaster on it, does not mean they've fixed the problem. Underneath that plaster, it's rotten and suppurating and needs attention. Medical attention, not other person attention. And you pull that plaster off, it's going to be twice as sore. Get yourself sorted out. Stop looking for other people to solve your problems and take personal responsibility. It's the only way your life will get better. No one else can do that for you. No one. Those could be the lyrics to a song, now that I think about it.
We'll get to it.
Well, if I could write a song, huh? Isn't that the thing that I've always wanted to be able to do? Write a song.
Oh, but what's the message in that song? That's very jarring.
I know.
No All one right. else completes you.
Oh, no, no.
Suck it in the corner. Sit down, stop complaining, you little loser.
Jesus, yeah. You see? Might be onto something.
No, I don't know.
All right. Listen, when your pets need to get to the vet, the last thing you need to worry about is money. With One Plan Pet Insurance, you can claim for a vet visit before you even see the vet. The funds are loaded onto your One card, which you use to pay your vet bill. Nice and clean and easy. And the simplest, most effective way to get it done. Ensure the health of your pets from as little as 133 Rand a month. That's all. SMS Cliff, CLIFF, to 31644. Now, One Plan will call you back. That's Cliff to 31644. Make sure you give your pet safe, quality health care in the event of an illness or accident. SMS Cliff to 31644 today. Mubs, what do you got for us in the news?
All right, well, we mentioned it, but let's get into some more detail of how AJ Gupta failed to hand himself over to the Hawks. And yes, he is now a fugitive. His lawyer and the Hawks had an agreement that he would hand himself in relation to the ongoing investigation over the Estina dairy farm. The brother was due to appear in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court yesterday, but then he failed to do so. So the Hawks decided to slap him with the fugitive label. The Hawks spokesperson, Hangwani Mulawuzi, saying, we made contact with AJ Gupta's lawyers yesterday. As such, we are expecting them to respond. They haven't responded. So now we regard Mr. Gupta as a fugitive.
Yeah. Isn't this like a TV show?
It's like a movie.
It's exciting, right?
It is exciting.
I can't wait for them. He's probably still in his underpants running around. If you see him, please hand him over to the Hawks, all right? Yeah. This is a man who's stolen a huge amount of money from South Africa. We need to send him to jail.
There's 100,000 rand involved if you, like, really
incentive.
You're really committed to finding AJ Gupta. Yeah. That should be enough of an incentive.
As Ben said, though, he's going to offer you 200,000, but don't believe him because they never pay. Remember we spoke to that guy who...
Yeah, did security for them.
Yeah.
And sold a golf simulator. Didn't get sold.
So they never pay.
I'll tell you else who the Hawks are also trying to find is Ubabaga Duduzane's son, Duduzane. Wow.
Talk about going about that one the wrong way. There we are.
Yes, Duduzane. The hunt is on for him as well after the Hawks swooped in on his Saxonwold mansion in the pre-raid. He is being sought for his alleged role in the dairy farm project there in the Free State. Yeah, so they were told, this is now the Hawks, or rather the Hawks said that they have, Duduzane on, you know, he was part of the warrant of arrest, but, he has not been located yet, or at least, by yesterday, he still hadn't been located yet. So yeah, the hunt is also on for Duduzane. I wonder if the two of them are together where they are.
No, I think the latter's in Dubai and then the guy in the jocks. He's probably in Melrose Arch. He's probably sitting like outside the pickup dump for Jamie's Italian restaurant, and he's foraging on like crusts,
pizza crust.
Yeah. He's waiting for a phone from this guy he knows.
And then,
hang on a second before we move on to like something else. Do you think they've been planning? They've got a plan. They've got an exit plan. They've got an escape plan. Have they been ferreting money away for the last 3-4 years? They've got to have thought about this because they knew that eventually the trough would be empty, right?
Mm.
But I don't think they were too arrogant to realize that they would actually be held accountable for this. That's why they probably thought, we'll just stay.
Because certainly it seems like they haven't got a plan. Like, Duduzane is at large. AJ's running around in his underpants. It doesn't sound like it's very well organized.
Well, AJ...
And Atul can't get anyone to fly his plane. It just sounds very... like chaotic.
Yeah, but Atul's plan was to get flown out, and then the plan got derailed when the pilot changed his mind. But that had been his plan.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I love how in my head, particularly, he hasn't managed to land up somewhere where he's been able to get a t-shirt or proper set of pants. In my head, he's still running around in BJ's. That's all. So he's foraging at the back of Jamie's restaurant and like crouched like over dustbin.
All right. But if anyone sees Duduzane, hand him over as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was last spotted at the Oak Bay offices. Yeah.
Yeah. And ladies, like, just prioritize what's important here, because you know Duduzane has a thing. Like, he's got a way with the girls. Mm. They love him. He's good looking. Ah, oh, he's so charming. Okay, sharp.
Yeah. Well, take his watch and then hand him over.
So everybody has been throwing in their thoughts and opinions about what they think Cyril Ramaphosa should do first. And according to a lot of people, including the opposition parties, his first order of business as the country's new president should be to remove all those ministers who were implicated in state capture. Opposition parties saying that they will support him if he deals decisively with these ministers, as well as with corruption, particularly at state-owned companies. With the exception of the EFF, of course, they abandoned yesterday's sitting, but they did say that today, shame, they will behave. The DA and the EFF insist... Well,
you know why? Because they got condemned yesterday for their behavior. Mm-hmm. Roundly, everybody, even their own supporters said, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that you vote for people who just want to willy-nilly run out of there like children.
They have
wasted a vote.
They have said that today they will play nice during the State of the Nation address, so we will observe and see whether or not they stick to that. So the DA and the EFF, remember, insisted that South Africans must vote for a new president. They don't like this whole Cyril thing. But other opposition parties said, no, they will support Ramaphosa if he focuses on improving the lives of South Africans. So, I don't know, DA, EFF, back to the drawing board with the lot of you, because now you need a new strategy.
Someone says AJ Gupta is like Captain Underwear.
Wow, okay. And then, according to a rights group in the United States, Anti-Defamation League, they said yesterday that the Florida shooting suspect, Nicholas Cruz, the one who killed 17 students and adults at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida.
It's hard to keep up with all these shootings, huh?
Yeah. Well, according to this rights group, they say that the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, was a member of a white supremacist group. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are, what is the name of this group? They call themselves Republic of Florida.
Wake up, white people.
Republic of Florida describe themselves on their website as a white civil rights organization fighting for white identitarian politics, and it advocates for creating a white ethnostate in Florida. This is apparently all on their website.
They want to make an Aranya in Florida.
And according to Anti-Defamation League, this this shooting suspect was part of this group, believed to have been raised by a member of this group, joining them as well to acquire some training exercises near Florida. He was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle, and he is being charged with killing 17 students and adults.
Well, that's a horrible story. I mean, I don't know what to say about these things anymore.
It's always a horrible story.
Someone did
tweet.
Someone tweeted something I thought was quite interesting. When there's a car accident, we don't blame the car; we blame the driver. You know, when there's a plane crash, we blame the pilot unless there's a technical problem. Mm-hmm. But when there's a shooting, we blame the gun, not the gunman. Very often, people say, "Well, the guns are the problem. If we remove the guns, then we'll stop people from being violent." But violent people will just find another weapon. That's what they'll do. That's how violent people think. And of course, these guns, especially these horrible assault rifles, shouldn't be allowed in, you know, civilized society. You know, if you, what are you doing with an automatic rifle that can fire off like 60 rounds in a second? Why would you need that?
And yeah, at what stage? I mean, people say, "Oh, but I've got the right to hunt." How what? Bad are deers that you need to put 60 bullets into them?
You're not a hunter if you're doing that. You're a hunter if you're using a shotgun, maybe, or if you're using a rifle with one bullet at a time.
One bullet at a time.
No, how about you go...
An assault rifle. You're assaulting someone with a rifle. Where does that need to happen in life?
How about you go against the animal with a knife? Just a knife.
Yeah, there we go.
Then we'll really be impressed.
Then you're a hunter.
Your fists, actually. Or you know what?
Even
you,
better.
You know what? You can fashion a spear from a branch.
There you go.
Those should be the rules at national parks. Go ahead. There's no hunting season. Go ahead every single day.
Yeah.
You fight with what you find in front of you.
Apparently, the missing Gupta has skid marks on his underpants because he got told to hamba bosha, which is a polite Zulu term to politely leave. Huh? All right. So there's lots of people chiming in on this Gupta thing.
There's skid marks in this heat.
This family, I guarantee you, 2 years ago thought they were in the pink. They were the luckiest people in the world. They were having a great time. They had all these deals in place. There were millions and millions, if not billions and billions, flowing into their accounts. Life was good. And now they're on the run in their underpants. Oh, do you want to hear what the biggest stories in South Africa for this week have been?
You mean besides...
Just in terms of like headlines.
Okay.
Okay.
So the biggest one was Zuma resigns.
Yeah.
Then Cyril Ramaphosa as a search term. This is on Twitter, obviously. Then state capture, still taking up about an eighth of the total graph. Then Patricia de Lille, the Rand, Gupta's Day Zero, and Sona. Those are the main stories. And then Morgan Tsvangirai even brought in 3.7% of the total.
Yeah.
And international news stories, biggest story internationally? Want to guess?
The shooting?
No. Winter Olympics.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, 31.2% of all the tweets and social media inputs and outputs over the last week internationally. Winter Olympics comes up number one. Little Rock shooting number two. And Zuma resigns number three. Valentine's Day only
globally.
Comes in fourth. Yeah, globally.
Wow.
Valentine's Day comes in fourth. North Korea, Syria, Trump and protests, Trump and tax, Super Bowl, and sex predators.
Well, I'll tell you what might enter that pie chart of yours over the weekend is the fact that Jennifer Aniston and her husband Justin Theroux announced their separation.
Oh, this woman can't catch a break.
After less than 3 years of marriage, and it has immediately sparked speculation that the former Friends star might be reuniting with Brad Pitt.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Just to show, these people actually don't have their own reality. They're just constantly acting out their what their roles have been. Every single one of her movies, we've been through this, is this bitter, heartbroken, can't quite find love woman.
And I feel so sorry for her.
No.
She can go and cry in her multi-million dollar mansion.
No,
why would you want to pick up Brad Pitt past his prime and like 73 kids that have some sort of dad affiliation with him?
Some sort of dad affiliation.
That's the last kind of guy you want to hook up with.
Why do you feel sorry for her? Because this is just this is typical Hollywood marriages. They last for exactly 5 seconds and then they separate and get divorced.
Yeah, so read in the calendars.
So this is nothing new. She'll be fine.
Shouldn't you be happy that somewhere in the world maybe you stand a chance with her now?
I feel like that was Gareth's plan.
No. I feel bad for Jennifer Aniston. Like Ben says, can't she get a break? This poor girl. She just wants to be in love, like in all her romantic comedy movies.
Okay, she can be in love with all her cash in the bank. Jetting in her private
some
jet.
People are not materialistic.
Doesn't cuddle her. She could personally have the cast of the Chippendales wake her up in the morning. Guys, money makes the world go round. It's fine.
All right.
Those are the five things.
Very good. Let's get to Ben and see what's going on in the sport. It's going to be a busy weekend, and he's got lots to tell us. Over to you, Karpinski.
Yes, Gareth, you're so right. It is going to be a busy weekend. And I got to say, I almost didn't come in this morning. I was obviously got a sore arm. And then I just thought, well, the Winter Olympics is on. I kind of had a bit of a lie down. I was watching some skeleton. And then I was watching some men's alpine skiing. It looks like the happiest place on earth. It just really does. So excited for watching more of this when I get back home.
It's because
it'll be
cold.
Highlights.
It's cold.
I know it's cold. But if you haven't seen any of the Winter Olympics yet, you want to catch up over this weekend, you know what? Just go and binge it. Right now, today, we can see biathlon, bobsleigh, cross-country skiing, loads of curling. It's like the curling never ends. It just doesn't ever end.
It's really the stalwart of the Olympics.
Outfits,
right?
The outfits these curly people wear are incredible. I think it's the Canadian men's team. There was this meme going around how if you just add like a hat and a mustache, one of them looks like Mario from the Mario Brothers. Their outfits are just ridiculous. Figure skating, watching some of the long course figure skating. Speed skating yesterday. They do the 10,000 meters in 13 minutes. But it's incredible endurance and speed and form. And they're all in tight clothing. See, there's something for everyone here. Ice hockey, if you like those kind of people. Freestyle skiing. Skeleton, which is so cool because it's head first down that thing. Up to speed of up to 130 kilometers an hour. Your chin basically on the ice. Ski jumping, always good. Snowboarding always takes you back to the holidays you've had there if you do like skiing holidays. And then more and more speed skating. And that's just today. Look at me. I'm out of breath. I'm flustered. I'm ready to go.
And you've got a sore bicep.
I've got a sore bicep. And today is only day 8. There's still 9 more days. 9 more days of all of this. And obviously the further we get into it, well, it's just gold medal things happening left, right, and center. That's just incredible. Just incredible. The Indian Tour of South Africa rollicks on. Today, the Proteas are hashtag playing for pride because, you know, they've been dicked in the series already.
Is that what people say, playing for pride?
Yep, that's what happens, Gareth. See, now, there is phases of every single tour.
A sports team without wins, it has no pride.
I mean, like, what does pride get you? You can't bank pride. It's like, well, you know, they went up the rankings recently because they got a whole bunch of pride.
Right.
Bollocks. But they have been pretty shit, and Hashim Amla has admitted the fact that none of them know how to play the spin. So a little bit of honesty's come out. Another thing Amla said was that, you know, you learn a lot about yourself in times like this. They've been very, very difficult times. But all eyes now go on to the T20 series. So the T20 series will take place as of this Sunday. Now, in India, I've got some very exciting new players coming into the squad. 2 slips in the gully, half a dozen Mars bars, only has 4 teeth. My car's a bit rusty. Cut his arm in half. My car's a bit rusty. Rubbish Benny, Madonna can't sing and never been behind bars. They're all thrown into the team. And what is going to be, well, I guess another series win for India. They've got the talents of the IPL and they've got a lot of momentum on their side. So look out for that. Starting this Sunday at the Wanderers. The Wanderers is always a good place to watch cricket. The Nedbank Cup, we're into the last 16 of that. If you are into it, SA's FA Cup if you will. Kaizer Chiefs have been drawn with Stellenbosch. Cape Town City get Orlando Pirates. Royal Eagles have Maritzburg United. AmaZulu have Ubuntu Cape Town. Free State Stars and Chippa United. Sundowns get ECBs. Interesting name, that one. Bloemfontein Celtic have Richards Bay. And Baraka get Steenberg United. Is that just a nice way of saying Polesmore?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like a prison team.
I don't know what else happened at Steenberg. There's the golf estate and there's the prison. Anyway, good on these guys. You know, it's like we're uncovering all this talent.
They're either golf club members or prisoners.
Yeah, it's a bit of a divide, but I mean, it makes for a hell of a team. In the FA Cup this weekend, we're into the last 16 of that. So Leicester will take on Sheffield United at 9:45. It's tonight, Friday. Chelsea will take on Hull. That's the big one there. Saturday, we'll see Sheffield Wednesday versus Swansea City, West Brom versus Southampton, Brighton Hove and Albion versus Coventry. Some of these old teams that used to be in the Premier League, they'll just, I don't know, hit the bottle and went south. Huddersfield Town will take on Man United. And Sunday, Rochdale. Sounds like someone Gwyneth Paltrow married. Yeah, similar name. Huh? They'll take on Tottenham Hotspurs. And then Monday, we'll see Wigan versus Man City. Well, Wigan, bad news for you. You're going to get absolutely thrashed. And, well, there was Europa League action last night. But, well, no one really cares about that because some of those names are completely made up. I mean, Arsenal beat sounded like a soap opera last night. In golf, Tiger Woods is back. It's like you've got to start every story with that because everyone's watching this guy. This poor dude, he's one over par. He's six behind the leaders. But you'd think that he's won everything the way the coverage just swamps him. But Patrick Cantlay and Tony Finau, they're at the top.
Unfortunate name.
Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah, it's not a great name.
Yeah, he's getting no action. He can't lay anyone.
Okay, Ben.
You know, he had that throughout his childhood.
Well done.
Yeah. Thanks. You're welcome. And essay-wise, though, it's the Dimension Data Pro-Am. Now, this is a fantastic event because at Fancourt, where Gary and I are going to be next month, and it's got some of like the richest people in the country, businessmen-wise, and then they take on, well, they pair up with the pros, and they have this great time out where they all get very happy and smug. So Vaughn Groenewald, he's currently leading. Garth Mulroy, Toby Tree, and JC Ritchie all tied. And that's at 7 under par. And another thing about this, it's just like the AT&T Pro-Am, which was last week on the USPGA Tour. They use different golf courses. So it'll be the Lynx, the Montague, and Otaniqua course off Fancourt. And the winner of this tournament goes to the WGC event, which is such an amazing carrot for these guys. Because, I mean, a lot of them, half the field here are probably still driving around in their cars and sleeping in them. But if you can get everything to fire in 1 week, well, your life will be turned upside down. How amazing. That's pretty much it for the sport. I know. Okay, Super Rugby. Right, let me try to tell you what's happening in a minute.
Yeah, try to be excited about it,
okay,
too.
Okay, in a minute. Let's count this down. Super Rugby's now got 15 teams. The three conferences, five in each. The Jaguars will be in the South African Conference, and the Sunwolves will be in the Australian Conference. New Zealand get their own conference because they've got five teams, four of which will probably win. Three teams got given the arse. That was the Cheetahs and the Kings and the Force. The Cheetahs and the Kings are in the Pro 14. The Force, I don't know, playing cricket, MasterChef, Big Bash, who cares where they are. The top team in each conference will be in the top three. They'll go through the playoffs. The next three teams in the log will be the next three to make up six. The playoffs will take place, and then eventually we shall have a winner, which will probably be the Crusaders, the Hurricanes, the Highlanders, or the Chiefs.
Listen to that.
Sure.
And that will start this weekend.
Can I get you some water after that as well?
Yeah, it's like I've just been doing this for quite a long time, actually, just trying to understand what Super Rugby can be. So this weekend, we'll see two games. The big grand opening only sees two games. The Stormers will be hosting the Jaguars at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then the Lions will be hosting the Sharks. And I reckon the Sharks will be SA's best side this year. So
someone's just messaged saying, oh, wow, Ben, the painkillers have just kicked in. All right, very good. So, before we get to Said by Sia, we usually take a look at cryptocurrencies. It's been a great week for cryptocurrencies. We haven't had that expression in a little while, have we?
No.
Nobody's been saying that. You haven't heard that in ages. We're going to get Run in here, by the way, before the end of the month to talk to us again. He's been traveling all over the world. He'll give us an update on what's been going on there in detail. But if you're looking at the prices at the moment, Bitcoin is trading around 9,995, so just under 10,000. Ethereum is 923 0.0. And if you're interested in Bitcoin Cash, that's at 1483. Ripple is at 1.08. So some drops from yesterday, but otherwise a pretty good week in total for cryptocurrencies. So if you're one of the people who's invested in that stuff at the moment, at least you know that we're keeping you on top of it. And as I said, there'll be a budget next week. Probably there's a State of the Nation address today with Cyril Ramaphosa. Maybe it'll be Malusi Gigaba. Maybe it'll be a new finance minister. Do you remember how when Malusi was appointed, everyone was like, oh, but we can't have a new finance minister. How are they going to do the budget? Now you don't hear anybody saying that, right? Because they like Cyril so much that if Cyril appoints a new finance minister, they'll go, oh, well, of course they know what they're doing. People are such hypocrites. Anyway, Gloria Mulema says, morning, Gareth and team. I'm still alive. Gareth, thanks for your latest blog. It was a great read and very nice audio that goes with it. Yeah, what we decided to do yesterday is instead of, who has time to read? People are
less,
busy.
Less people, Gareth.
Well,
yeah.
People are busy and I don't blame you. And I know I love to read. I've got more books than I have space anymore to store them. But you have to dedicate your time. You have to set aside and commit time to reading, particularly if it's a long article or a blog or a book or something. So people don't have that kind of time. And a podcast will fit into your life a whole lot better. You can listen to it while you're doing other things. You know, you could take in the info. You could even re-listen to it if you want to. And it'll still take less time than the commitment of your eyes to a screen or your eyes to a page. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people, this is the way that that they want to absorb the content they care about. So yesterday, I wrote a little piece on Jacob Zuma's resignation, and it's been going all over the place. If you want to listen to it rather than read it, just go to cliffcentral.com. You'll find it right there. So it's time for Said by Sia. What do you got for us this morning?
Here's an absolute feel-good story, and while you're on your way to work, think about if you'd be able to do this, because I don't know if I would be, so kudos to these people. So let me tell you about a man named Andreas Graf. He's a single dad based in Germany who faced one of the most difficult decisions of his life when his now 4-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia last year. So Andreas' paid time off wasn't nearly enough time to accommodate his son's need, and he actually feared that he would lose his job, which would put his small family in an even tougher position. So what did his company decide to do? His co-workers banded together along with their head of human resources and senior management as well to create a voluntary donation pool of other employees' overtime pay. Remarkably, every single employee in the company, more than 700 of them, decided that they would contribute to the fund, donating nearly 3,300 hours so Andreas could care for his son. So basically that means his company and colleagues banded together to give him more than 1 year off to look after his kid. Folks, I love y'all.
That's amazing.
But, you know, this is quite a tall ask. And the mere fact that his colleagues actually felt for him in this way and they decided to do this shows that really people are kind-hearted and more spirited than we actually give them, you know. So Andreas is, yeah, absolutely. Andreas's personal challenges grew only even more complicated after he lost his wife to heart disease early in 2017. So compounding his family leave with bereavement time would have made his vulnerable situation all the more dangerous. So the extra time off donated by his colleagues has allowed him to spend more than a year away, knowing he'll still have his full job and benefits once he returns to work. So to the colleagues of Andreas Graf, you guys are absolutely amazing. People.
There we go. That's very nice.
I like to hear this morning.
All right. Very good. That's something positive. Anthea was on ENCA last night. Someone says, Malusim Bulwana says, I listened to you guys on Monday with Anthea and I saw her on ENCA last night. So she was apparently slaying on ENCA, according to Malusi. Ben, what's up with this Olympic athletes from Russia name? What are the supporters called? Olympic fans from Russia. I hear they banned the Russian flag, but I saw it in the crowd.
That's news to me.
All right. And then someone else saying,
I'll look into it.
The Bitcoin rally comes as a string of positive news has buoyed the broader market for cryptocurrencies, including Litecoin and Ethereum. Prices had tumbled amid fears of global cryptocurrency crackdown by governments, but got a lift following signs that the U.S. had no plans to ban cryptocurrencies earlier this month. Investors took heart in particular from remarks before the Senate by Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chair Christopher Giancarlo and Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Jay Clayton. The general message, which came as Bitcoin was bottoming, was the U.S. doesn't want to quash the market, but it does need to regulate it. So there we go. Some interesting things. It looks like Cyril's doing a power walk again on the promenade this morning. That seems to be where he goes.
Uh-oh.
Is he with Trevor Manuel?
Well,
because a lot of people had a lot to say about...
He's hauled out some of the ex-ministers today.
I know. A lot of people were speculating all sorts of things when they saw that picture yesterday.
And by the way, this new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, only three cars follow him around. Jacob Zuma had an entourage of like 11 cars everywhere he went. And a minimum, sometimes even more. And a huge group of bodyguards. So if that's also a sign of what's going to be happening from now on, I'm very happy to hear it.
It's a little too many, I think.
All right. Guess who's joining us after 7:30 this morning? You want to guess?
Male or female?
You guys were talking about this last week. Here's a clue.
Waffles?
No.
Hey. It's not waffles, I'm out.
If it's not waffles, I'm out.
Pumpkin patch. Pumpkin patch.
Fun and sun in pumpkin patch.
Freckles and speckles will sing a little song.
Yeah.
Waffle, go waffle, waffle, and sing along.
Right.
Pumpkins are tasty and very good to eat. Pumpkin pie is such a treat. Pumpkin patch, oh, pumpkin.
Well, they're excited.
Talk about a throwback.
Let's all stay in pumpkin patch. Pumpkin patch, oh, pumpkin patch. Every day.
You know, they never paid much attention to the actual humans in the show.
In pumpkin patch.
Oh, was it Farmer Bill or Ben? Or
there was Uncle Bill Uncle and there Bill. Was...
There was a lady as
yes.
well.
Yes. Now, do you know who that lady is? Come on, my buddy. Help me out here.
It wasn't...
She was very Laurel. Energetic.
Laurel.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember Laurel?
Speckles,
Freckles, yeah. Uncle Bill, Waffles, and Laurel.
Well, as you say, we weren't really paying attention to the humans.
That's the problem.
Now that I think back, yeah.
Right. Do you also think, did the producers have a pumpkin farm? Because that would have done much for like a stock price or just general revenue.
What?
It's like, well, guys, we're not selling many pumpkins. We got all these farms. Okay, let's make a show.
That would have been
smart.
Yes, because they also had... talking vegetables.
Yes.
I don't know if it was fruit and vegetables.
They did. They had... you want to hear the talking vegetables?
Yes, there was a butternut.
Yes.
It's a great day in pumpkin patch.
Oh, sorry.
It's a great day in pumpkin patch. It's a great day in pumpkin patch. Noodle-dee-noodle-dee-natch. It's a fun time for everyone.
That's pretty creepy, actually, having vegetables sing to you. All right, but we'll speak to Laurel. She's a real person, and she's been... She was not a talking vegetable, and she was in Pumpkin Patch all those years ago. If you want to know how the whole thing worked and what happened, I mean, I'm curious because I used to watch that show too, and, you know, it's interesting to hear about these shows that we watched as kids and we were obsessed with them. We didn't have a lot to entertain us on television in those days. We actually used to use our imagination still. People used to go outside. God forbid. I know, see, it sounds ridiculous, huh? Your parents would say, go outside.
What did you have to do? You would stare at the trees?
Yeah, you'd stand around. You'd say things like, I'm bored.
Throw sticks around.
You couldn't on demand get like a series off of Netflix. You had to think for yourself. And
it was so confusing because your parents would say, go outside. But if you dare come home late, you are also in trouble.
Right. So we'll speak to Laurel just now and find out all about Pumpkin Patch behind the scenes. See if what I suspect is Speckles was a real creep.
Oh, no.
Yes. Don't ruin our fantasies.
Freckles, yeah.
You better have evidence for that.
Freckles, a little bit of ADHD, but Speckles a creep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my theory. And Uncle Bill, obviously a terrific human being. He ran the whole operation.
You can see, I mean, he was a composed guy. He was like the Obama of kids shows back then.
Right.
He had like his composure about him, this steely confidence.
Yes, absolutely.
The Obama of kids shows.
Oh, gosh.
So that's all coming up. You like it?
Yes.
Are you excited, Mubs?
Yes.
You knew all the words to the Pumpkin Patch song, didn't you?
I did indeed. I did indeed.
All right. Very good. And by the way, we've got some bad news for the Sia fans.
Oh.
Yes, because next week Sia is going away.
Oh, phew. I was also like, what's going on? I don't even know.
Oh, come on.
Am Sia. I getting retrenched Stop live on air?
Come on.
I'm here on Monday.
Explain what's happening. Sia's going away on a little holiday. What are you up to?
Yes, I'm here on Monday. Then from Tuesday onwards, won't be here for 2 weeks.
Where are you going? Tell us. Give us some details.
A couple of days in Bali and a couple of days in Hong Kong as well.
Yeah. It's nice, huh?
Hong Kong. Sia's going to be Hong Kong.
Honorable Madisha. Hong Kong.
You are going to be Hong Konging hard.
All right. Terrific. All of that's coming up. There's something else I've got to tell you. I suppose you can wait until the next little bit.
Okay.
I'm not going to play R. Kelly. I was going to play some of that, but I think, you know, he's kind of...
No.
He's dangerous. We don't like R. Kelly anymore, do we?
No. Is he?
No. Crap. All right. When we come back, we'll check in on some news. So stick around for that. All the stories that matter, all the things you need to know. And you can take a phone and you can call us on 079... sorry, you can WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090, or if you want to call us, 0861-555-189. That's what you can do. You can do it now.
This is CliffCentral.com.